The Fray Over My Head. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And welcome to the studio, Tanya Wigglesworth. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. And JT's Way, you guys have a gala coming up.
We do.
In a week from tomorrow.
Yes. Well, so the 27th. So mm-hmm. Saturday the 27th. So.
Oh, yeah. Today is Thursday.
Yeah. So
is it the third or fourth annual?
This is the third.
Yeah.
This is the third. It's hard to believe that, you know, this will be our third gala. So this year we are doing Hats and Horses. So it's another Derby-themed gala like we had last year. And we're super excited about that. Swope is helping us out once again with making it possible. So I want to give a shout out and a thank you to them.
So are there still spaces available for people to attend?
There are. So we still have, you know, you can buy individual tickets or you can buy a whole table. We have 7 tables left. And mm-hmm. I would love to have those filled. And so it's $50 for an individual ticket or $350 if you purchase a whole table.
Okay.
And that they seat, the table seat 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the money from this, what is it used for?
Okay. So what we do at JT's Way is we assist families who have lost a child under the age of 18 with funeral and burial expenses. And from time to time we do utilities as well. So, so the money that's raised from that will go to families that need that assistance.
Yeah. When it's an unexpected,
absolutely,
you know, it's you just don't know what to do. You know, sometimes you don't even know which way is up.
Right. And, you know, for us, of course, you know, I've mentioned this before, but I always want to say that, you know, we started JT's Way in honor of John Thomas, JT, but it was also meant to be a pay it forward as a way to thank Elizabethtown and Hardin County for the way they supported us after we lost John Thomas.
Yeah, and you guys have been able to help so many people through this.
We have, you know, and let's see, we got our nonprofit status in 2020. We've helped with almost $50,000 worth of expenses, and right around, forgive me for not knowing the number right off, but over 40 families.
And so when families are in this situation, you know, there's a lot that, you know, just so much that rattles you.
Right.
So it may not be the first thing on their mind to contact you.
Right.
But what is a way that they can contact you, you know, to find out about getting that assistance?
Yeah. So before I answer that, I'd like to say, you know, you're right. So when families are going through this, it's not really the first thing that's on their mind about who can help or something like that. So it's really important for like the local police departments and coroner's offices and funeral homes, things like that, to know that we're here and know that know what we do. So then that way they can provide that information to the family. But if anyone does need information on us, they can go to jtsway.com, and that's where they can find out the information. They can also go on there and fill out the request form or just send an email through the website, and we can get back with them with if they're just wanting information or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay, and where is this gala going to be?
Okay, so it's the Historic State Theater. This will be our second year there. It's a wonderful just venue to have it, and so it's going to be there. Its doors will open right around 5:45. So you can also purchase tickets on our website at jtsway.com and just click the events, and you can go on there. You can purchase the individual tickets to your tables. You can be a table sponsor for $150, and if you're a table sponsor for that amount, you get two tickets, plus you'll get your business name on a table to advertise.
All right. And this is going to be on April 27th. And real quickly, you guys have the gift box.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the gift box on Main.
Yeah.
And you guys have moved locations. So why don't you share where that new location is, too?
Okay. So we are at 107 North Mantle. So not Main,
not far from here in town.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's also where our office is for JT's Way as well. So we have a lot of local vendors that are in the gift shop, and then the money that comes through the gift shop goes to help the families as well.
All right, Tanya Wigglesworth, thanks so much for coming in and sharing the details.
Thanks for inviting me.
And we are Quixie 98.3.